I've got an unfortunate story here on UPI.
Oh?
And it sounds like it came from your shop.
What's that?
On this task force on what to do with their money.
Oh, really? I haven't followed the ticker today, so I haven't seen it.
Have any of the newspaper people talked to you about it?
One man talked to me 2 days ago. I talked very circumspectly with no reference to task force whatsoever. Just the general subject. He was following up that U.S. News interview that I'd given about a month ago. Same sort of story that Ed Dale had.
Well, somebody really got sucked in here. The Johnson administration is trying today to make up its mind what to do with $6 billion. Or rather, $6 billion the first year, and $12 billion the second, $18 billion the third, and so on. Among the answers under consideration are reducing the national debt, raising federal expenditures, asking Congress another tax cut, and so on. The problem may arise by late 66 and the federal budget's pushing balance. Tax revenue is still rolling in. That would be the inevitable result if the economy continues to grow the way President Johnson predicted his news conference would. Many economists feel that if the government simply took the money out of the taxpayers' pocket, there would be a serious drag. This assumes some people are still out of work. Johnson's economic advisors see nothing wrong with retiring some of the $313 billion debt if, and they say is important, if the economy is rocking along with full employment, demand for goods, and so forth. This is not the case at present. But if demand is still not enough to give revenue a job, the case of president, then officials prefer to sump the surplus money back in the economy. They say one obvious way would be to increase federal spending. Some administration economic planners are arguing that additional federal outlays have first claim. God, this is dynamite politically. But as big as Uncle Sam's appetite is, many of these same economists doubt whether the government could digest $6 billion more each year. A second way to get $6 billion in circulation would be another tax cut. Success this year's tax reduction has led to demands for more. Both the Capitol and the White House excise taxes seem to have become the number one candidate. The third way would be to give the surplus revenue to the states and so forth. President Johnson's so interested in the idea that he has appointed a task force, top government official, leading academic thinkers study it. He wants him to produce a recommendation by early winter in time for new budget and economic reports. Some officials think the states have squandered a massive infusion of billions of dollars in federal money. It will never find its way to where it is needed, but defenders of the idea argue. State school, highway, and welfare needs are so pressing. By attaching no strings to the funds, Washington could avoid the fierce kind of battles that have plagued attempts to increase federal funds. Church-state fights featured, so whatever the administration decides, chances are the final solution will include more than one of the four possible choices. Spend more in Washington, reduce taxes, give the states. One source close to the president predicted a little bit of all for a smorgasbord.
Well, that's based on my interview with this man, I think, unquestionably, but there's injected into it just one hell of a lot of speculation.
Who was the guy's name? Who was it?
John Pearson.
Is he a UPI man?
That's right. As a matter of fact, he's the only one I've talked to, and he's an economist himself. His father's a famous economist, and he's obviously injecting into this a good bit of his own thinking. As you notice there, when he talks about tax cuts and excise tax cuts and so forth, he says something to the effect that this is the most likely bet or something like that. And that's the thing I stressed. I also... he said, well, now there's a federal, state, local task force. He said that was announced in the news stories last weekend. Would that be looking into this kind of thing? And I said, yes, of course it would.
Now, I told Doug Kidder we couldn't even give us subjects yesterday, you know.
Mr. President, this was announced by George Reedy down at in Austin. And was in the Times and the Post,
right,
and the other news stories.
That's right.
He had us on that, you see.
No, he didn't. Well, he didn't. We told him we had some task force working on different subjects and different ideas, doing thinking for us, but that's as close as we'd get, and we're very careful not to go any further. What you ought to do is just quit seeing these damn newspaper men.
Yeah, well, this...
This is a hell of a story, Walter.
I am
trying to talk with Goldwater and trying to be economical, and the story headline is Johnson's trying to make up his mind what the hell to do with $18 billion.
Now, that, of course,
is
again his own fabrication. I mean,
but it's always sources close to the president, and President Johnson's so interested that he's done that.
Yeah, I know.
And you just cut those damn reporters out unless you want to plant a leak with them, and we don't want to leak these task force.
Yeah. Well, I thought we were going to get a good constructive story out of this, as a matter of fact, and this one backfired on me. I think it's the first one that has,
I've
really.
I've got four bad ones here today, and every one
of
them are people running off the mouth. The Johnson administration's considering sending new military people to South Vietnam. Sources close to Johnson said today.
Who gave us?
State and Defense have heard nothing on it. They don't know who gave it. But anyway, I'm going more to war. The next one is I'm trying to figure out what to do with $18 billion. The next one is Maureen Magnuson disclosed I'm starting off my campaign in Labor Day in Detroit, and I'm going on a train throughout the country, neither of which is true. That's the first three stories on the wire for the weekend. I can't survive them.
No, well, that's, no, I'm, this is, this one's right at my doorstep, and certainly is something that,
well,
you know, was intended right, but
you let me
put
them out over here if you do, if I want to put them out, but don't you be saying, telling them that, because
you know,
that's awful bad for me to, for me to say I don't know what the hell to do with $18 billion.
Yeah, of course.
The states have squandered, and
I was interested, by the way, that Goldwater, in his presentation to the platform committee, came up with almost the same idea of returning funds to the states from the federal budget. We have some in that sense.
I want to get committed to it after I see and look at it and then make it public when I embrace it.
Absolutely.
But until then, I don't want to do it.
Well,
I think you practically destroyed your task force here for what they do, because you done announced what the possibilities are and what you're liable to do.
Well, as a matter of fact, in the in that interview of in the U.S. in U.S. News and World Report, I had used those figures. He's just sensationalized this is what he's done. I had said that the fiscal drag develops from this $6 billion a year and that there were four different ways of deploying it. And what he's added is that the president's very much interested in it and so forth and so on, which of course I did not say. I was trying to help him on the issues. He had the U.S. News interview in front of him, and he's hooked it onto that. But nevertheless, don't misunderstand me. I mean, I'm not trying to say I didn't make a mistake, because I obviously did, because I gave him the basis for a story, which is damaging.
Well, it's gone. We can't do anything about it, but let's watch him.
Yeah, you bet I will.